Shalom Aleichem. Mishneh Yomi today is holding in chapter 10 of Zevachim, Mishnayot 7 and 8. Zayin v'chulam, in all of these offerings that we just discussed, the order of eating yesterday, HaKohanim Rishayim, the priests have permission, L'shanot ba'achilatan, to change the manner that they're prepared and eat them the way that they like. For example, L'ochlan tsluyim, they could eat them tsli, which is roasted, barbecue, shlukim, they could eat them sort of overcooked, boiled until they're very, very soft, mivashalim, or cooked up normally. Latet latochan, they can put in these meat preparations, tivle chulin, spices that come from chulin, from unsanctified normal food, vitivle truma, and also spices that come from truma, from that 2% gift that's given to the kohanim and is only for kohanim to eat, divri Rabbi Shimon. This is according to Rabbi Shimon, he allows using truma in the kohanic food preparations in the temple. Rabbi Meir disagrees. He says, Lo yiten l'tochen tavle truma. They should not use truma spices. They should just use regular spices. Why? Shalo yavi et a truma, to not bring these truma spices l'day fsul, to become invalidated. We mentioned nosar yesterday. We want to eat the older offerings first, generally, because they might become notar, leftover and inedible. Now, if spices are cooked along in that dish, in that same pot or on top of the roast, then if the meat from the offerings, for example, the hatat, is not consumed that day or the following night, then it becomes notar, and the spices on it also become puzzle. They can't be eaten, of course, because they've been prepared and absorbed the tastes from the kodshim meat. So Rabbi Meir is saying better not to use truma at all, lest some of it not get eaten, and that truma will become inedible and unable to be used, and that holy item of truma will be wasted. On to Mishnah Chet. Amar Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon explains, Im ra'ita shemen, if you see oil, shumitchalek bezorah, that's being given out to Kohanim to use, to eat, in the temple courtyard. So where does it come from? Eina tatzorich lishol ma hu. You don't even have to ask where this oil is from. Eila, it's only motar rekike minchot Yisrael. It's the leftover oil from the rakik, the wafer, the cracker, that is a mincha brought by a Yisrael, by a non-Kohen. Now what's going on is these rakikim refers to the minchat ma'afe. So it's a baked wafer mincha. It's basically like a matzah, and a log of oil, about 600 mil of oil, was brought along with it, and this oil was smeared on in an X pattern on these matzot, these rikike menachot, and the kohanim would eat it. But there was usually oil left over, plenty of oil left over, because they brought an entire log, so that leftover oil was given to the kohanim. Now back in the Mishnah, v'log shemen shel mitzora, could also be leftovers from the log of shemen brought by the mitzora. And we mentioned the mitzora yesterday, that his asham, the blood, was applied to his thumbs. Now there's oil also that the mitzora brings, and some of it is sprinkled on the mizbeach. Sorry, actually towards the Kodshei Kodshim, it's sprinkled, and then the oil is applied to the Metzora himself, to his right ear, his right thumb, and his right toe thumb, and then rubbed on his head. But he brought a whole log, so there is typically a lot of leftover oil, and that was given out to the Kohanim. The Mishnah adds, Im ra'ita, if you're in the temple and you see shemen shehu natun al gabei ishim, oil that's put up there on the fire to be burned on top of the mizbeach, on the big altar, eina tatzorich lishol mahu, you don't have to ask where the oil came from. Mish explains, elemota rekike minchot kohanim, it's the leftover oil from the wafer mincha of kohanim. Now when kohanim offer a mincha, it's not eaten with oil on top, it's the oil smeared, and it's all burned. The whole bread is burned on top of the mizbeach. Uminchat Kohen HaMashiach, or the mincha brought by the anointed Kohen, the Kohen Gadol. Every day he brings a mincha and it's not eaten, all of it is burned, and that comes with oil, and there is leftover oil that would be burned separately on the Mizbeach. Interestingly, when a regular Kohen starts his Avodah, as we're going to learn in the next Masechta in Menachot, that he also brings this special mincha, which is also burned, and the leftover oil is burned on the Mizbeach as well. So if you see them burning oil on the Mizbeach, that's where it's from, the mincha of a Kohen. She'ein mitnavin shaman, because according to the Tanakhama, we do not donate oil to be burned to the Mizbeach. Rabbi Tarfon Amer, he disagrees. He says, mitnavin shaman. He says, someone could voluntarily bring oil as a donation. And what would they do with the oil? Well, they would burn it up on the Mizbeach, just like if someone donated firewood. And the Bartner says the halacha is indeed like Rabbi Tarfon, so Bezrat Hashem very soon. I hope to see everyone, all of us together in the Beit HaMikdash. And if we see oil burnt up there, we'll say, oh, halacha is Rabbi Tarfon. It could be donated oil they're burning, or it could be leftovers from the mincha of a Kohen or Kohen Gadol. Yishar Kochachem, Tizku L'mitzvot.